I'm John Smith. I'm an attorney representing Coast Guard Lieutenant Lance Leone. It is important to ask Admiral Ostebo and the Coast Guard senior leadership the same question lawyer Joseph Welsh asked Senator Joe McCarthy during the famous Army-McCarthy hearings in 1954. Have you no sense of decency? Welsh's question to Senator McCarthy was prompted by the senator's taking liberties with half-truths while at the same time accusing a young lawyer, who was an Army veteran, of assisting the Communist Party. This was certain and swift career-ending accusation. Admiral Ostebo does not merely follow McCarthy's precedent of half-truths. He will disregard evidence demonstrating Lieutenant Leone's innocence and therefore purposefully shield Coast Guard leadership from accountability for egregious lapses of safety concerns. The Coast Guard has institutionalized this disregard for the truth in its own regulations. By these regulations, the FAM is a document used by the Coast Guard to summarize the usually lengthy administrative investigation. It's known as the AIM. The FAM is prepared by the Coast Guard headquarters staff and signed usually by the Commandant of the Coast Guard. It's meant to bring closure to accidents such as the one involving Coast Guard 6017. However, in this case, the Coast Guard regulations indicate that the FAM summarizes only that investigation, the AIM investigation, and does not account for any other evidence developed by other investigations. In essence, this procedure allows the Coast Guard leadership to willfully disregard clear evidence that exonerates Lieutenant Leone and the crew, apparently because the logical inference would be to place accountability for this accident squarely on the Coast Guard. To recount, the AIM was finished and submitted on November the 11th, 2010, about 16 months ago. According to the lead investigator, there has been no additional investigative activity since that time. In late September 2011, Admiral Ostebo, contrary to the opinion of Lieutenant Leone's commanding officer, caused criminal charges to be sent to an Article 32 investigation. It's similar to a grand jury. It was at this time that Lieutenant Leone's defense team found and developed evidence that demonstrated that Coast Guard leadership recklessly failed to mark properly the 1,900-foot span of wires that ensnared Coast Guard 6017 in July 2010. In addition, the defense found and developed evidence that showed the Coast Guard leadership's blatant disregard for safety warnings voiced by one of its own senior enlisted leaders, who was the officer in charge of the boat station, which had responsibility for the upkeep of the wires. That master chief in question testified at the Article 32 investigation that in the year prior to the fatal mishap, but before his own retirement, he asked that the chain of command fix the wires because they were inadequately marked. He asked this because he was worried that the wires posed a grave risk to aviators. The AIM mentions that the wires were invisible to the crew, but it mentions little else about the deadly span that was the cause of at least two previous entanglements, one of which was fatal. These accidents resulted in a federal judge ruling that the Coast Guard was negligent for failing to mark the wires adequately, lo those many years earlier. The Coast Guard's Article 32 investigator, a senior Coast Guard military judge, found that, quote, reasonable grounds do not exist, unquote, to charge Lieutenant Leone with the deaths of his fellow crew members. The senior military judge said, in essence, a person who views the evidence presented cannot link Lieutenant Leone's actions or inactions to the deaths of the crew. He also said that a reasonable co-pilot doing Lieutenant Leone's job that day would not have identified the wires as a hazard. Why? Because Lieutenant Leone had charted a course and set it on autopilot. This would have completely gone around and above any hazards that were listed. Yet the FAM does not use this evidence. In fact, Admiral Ostebo expands the FAM by finding that Lieutenant Leone directly, his words, directly contributed to the deaths of the crew while charting a course that headed directly into the wires. Admiral Ostebo and the FAM both articulate complacency of Lieutenant Leone and the crew as a cause for the accident. Yet both Admiral Ostebow and the FAM fail to mention that complacency found in the execution of a robust safety program was the primary cause for this accident. Today, Lieutenant Leone faces the challenge of overcoming a flawed report, which has led to poor performance ratings and other negative performance notes in his career personnel records. Why? I can only assume that Admiral Ostebow believed that these actions would not be subject to the scrutiny of the public, most especially the court of public opinion. It is by the court of public opinion that the actions of the Coast Guard leadership must be judged when those actions pervert their own investigative standards and regulations. The Coast Guard has posted the FAM on its website telling the public that the FAM is a final and correct version of what happened. The senior Coast Guard leadership wrote and approved this report, purposefully laying the deaths of the crew at the feet of Lieutenant Leone. The Coast Guard leadership willfully disregards and omits evidence that points to the failure of accountability of that same leadership. The Coast Guard's answer to its reckless failure to mark the span of wires properly is simple. They contend that any evidence that properly marked wires would have prevented the accident is, quote, speculative, unquote. But this is the epitome of bureaucratic arrogance. Faceless leaders make findings on incomplete and biased reports while blaming individuals who cannot speak, either because they are dead or they are maligned by a system where their voice cannot be heard. But what is not speculation is that the Coast Guard's failure to mark the wires and mark them properly, an action that would have cost less than $10,000, ensured that the crew would never see the wires. The Coast Guard took away any chance for Coast Guard 6017 to avoid those wires by its failure to act on multiple occasions over the course of the previous decade. I must question why the Coast Guard will use its considerable skill and might to castigate the crew of Coast Guard 6017 and single out the co-pilot, Lieutenant Leone, for blame. Perhaps the answer can be provided by the Commandant, Admiral Robert Pep, who so desperately wants accountability. Maybe the answer can be provided by Admiral Ostebow, who wants to give Admiral Pep what the Commandant wants most, an aviator held accountable. If Lieutenant Leone is made accountable, the Coast Guard can absolve itself from the horrible reality that its leaders, in its own faceless bureaucracy, negligently failed to mark wires that now account for 3 downed aircraft and 3 of its own dead. Therefore, like Mr. Welsh some 60 years prior, I must ask Admiral Papp, the Coast Guard senior leadership, and Admiral Ostebow, have you no sense of decency? At long last, have you left no sense of decency? Thank you for listening. This is John Smith.